This is Grim Vision. I am the thin man in the black hat, bringing you two tales of fear and unease. Tonight, dear listener, I have for you a vision from the past, or so it may appear. The time, 1953. The place, the good old US of A. And the characters, well, let's just call them the Patriots.
This has got to be the biggest turnout the town has ever seen.
Well, those guys deserve it. Korea was no picnic, that's for sure.
I'm going to go get us some popcorn from over there before the parade starts.
Popcorn?
Yeah.
I'll be fine without. Bring us back some sodas, though, would you? This heat.
Excuse me. Sorry. Oh,
hey,
excuse me.
Hey, watch it, lady.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's the matter with you? You don't like parades?
Oh, here comes the band.
There's a drum major up front.
Yeah, look at him twirl that baton.
And listen to them trumpets.
I love big band music.
Okay. Don't worry about it.
Hey, get a load of that sourpuss, Chuck.
Hey, what's that guy's problem?
Who's the sourpuss now?
The guy right here beside me with a scowl on his face.
Him in the blue shirt.
Yeah, what's he muttering about anyway? If you don't like parades, what'd he come for?
Shh, quiet, he'll hear you.
Hey, look, a general. Over here, general.
Here come the soldiers.
Welcome home, boys. Thank you for everything.
And they got their guns.
With bayonets. I'd hate to get one of those in my guts.
Hey, look at this guy down here now, the sourpuss. Still muttering.
What's that?
That guy's still not acting right, Chuck.
Look, them's the guys that got the purple hearts. Wounded in battle.
All of them wounded?
That's right.
What happened to these guys now?
They're all getting furloughs, I think.
Hey, Charlie, look. That guy's sneering now.
What?
The clown beside you sneering at our soldiers, the ones wounded in battle.
What the... Look at his nose. Must be a foreigner.
Oh, yeah. Skin's a little dark, too, huh?
Kind of his hair.
Damn foreigners.
Well, if he don't like you here, why in blazes don't he go back where he came from?
Cut it. Here comes the flag. Look, beside you, blue shirt didn't take off his hat with the stars and stripes.
Why that dirty red?
What'd you say, Charlie?
He said he must be one of those lousy Reds.
A communist, yeah, that's it. He's a commie.
We ought to run him out of town.
Where you going, Herbie?
I'm gonna get him. Beat it, buddy. Get out of here.
I beg your pardon?
I said beat it. We don't want guys like you hanging around.
Yeah.
Look, go away. Get away from me. This is a free country, and I'll stay here as
free
long
country,
as
I... Free country, huh, you dirty Red?
What? What's wrong with you people?
Red?
Come here, Adam. I'll teach him.
Go ahead, Charlie. It's all yours.
Lousy piece of shit.
Traitor.
Kenny, that rock over there. Grab it.
Huh?
Hit him, Kenny. Knock some sense into the stupid Red.
You Red bastard.
That'll teach him.
Teach him a lesson in Americanism he's never gonna forget.
Look at him, he's out cold.
Maybe he's dead.
Dead.
Yeah, dead. He's dead, all right.
Serves him right, Freddy. The bastard.
Right, are you in there? Don't tell me you're... Freddy? Freddy?
Look,
Freddy!
It's his broad.
The guy's dead, lady. We killed him.
Served him right, too.
Freddy!
Don't waste your tears, lady.
It ain't worth it.
That common piece of shit.
Why? Why did he do
that? He was a dirty Red, lady.
Yeah, sneering at our boys who just got back from over there. Talking mess under his breath.
And insulting the flag, not taking off his hat.
He wanted to greet his old outfit, the doctor's thing. Oh, did the best they could putting his face back together after the shell tore most of it off. When he smiled, did it look like he was sneering?
What did you say?
Old outfit.
You mean he fought there?
He fought in Korea?
But all that muttering.
Oh, the head doctor. He taught Fred how to calm himself down. Tell himself everything's okay. Loud noises, lots of commotion. We were all real scary to Freddy when he came home.
But the flag.
Yeah, lady, the flag.
Why didn't he take his hat off when the flag passed by, huh? Why?
He didn't know. He couldn't see it. The shell. It left him blind.
Come, dear listener, come and join me for a devotional. This story is a story of faith and fellowship, a story of undying belief. Worship at the altar and experience the absolute terror and contempt of an ill atonement.
He shut the wretched tome. After spending the night at the feet of chthonic depravity, guiding rejections of the human body by means of ritual suicide, Martin's work was done. The air was thick with patchouli, lavender, and viscera. His robes were sopping wet with bile and glossy crimson. Breathing deep from his bag of carry-on, Martin stepped away from the podium. Before him lay 24 human forms, wrists gouged out, almost cored as an offering. With a tender, wicked hand, Martin escorted 24 mammalian vessels from this life to another echelon, the heretic landscape uncovered by Dr. Tillinghast some 12 years ago. He douses the tome and podium with spirits gingerly, almost like a garnish. From his pocket, he pulls a single match. with the tap of a finger. The match ignites. Martin drops it on the tome, and it swells with flame instantly. Soon, the entire podium was engulfed. It wouldn't be long until a small house of worship would be committed to ash. The black smoke pouring from the hovel's entrance carried with it the smell of cooked, oily gristle. Martin quietly closed the door behind him as he departed. He sighed and took another breath from his bag of rot. His eyes became fixed on the heavens above him.
Aldebaran approaches.
He whispers to himself with a smile. The scorching red eye of the bull careens across the black sky, traveling light years in minutes. With the star comes a new age, dark as pitch, charred. Life shall cease. The true blessing. In its final moments, before the final bow, those weeping with joy for the unspeakable's arrival will be lovingly removed from this plane. This is what Martin has been waiting for, training for, and dreaming of for almost 4 decades. It was his life's work.
I remember.
Martin proclaims to the night sky and the aching red star coming into view.
I remember.
The destruction of his bloodline. Infants in sacks, submerged in the washtub. Siblings bound and withered to nothing. Mothers, fathers, and holy matrimony violated by a blade to the throat. He had nothing. But that was only the first step. Destroying what was his was penance. Next came the devotional. Building a body of devout followers took time. Having nothing of his own meant having nothing to offer the Hastarian deity waiting millennia away. Word of mouth was all Martin needed.
No one wants to be alone,
he preached. Growing into a father of lies was simple. A docile, poetic way with words grew his congregation quickly. Years of self-mortification led his church to tonight. His flock lay burning in the drafty shack behind him. Dead, with smiles on their faces. A triumphant success. A parishioner, one Thomas Fraser, adopted the dedicated practice of seppuku from the shores of Japan and performed it before tonight's exodus. He, along with Martin and the congregates, feasted upon the material pulled from Thomas. Energy for the departure. Yes, such a wicked performance. A dedication in mortem pleased the cosmic void. Stars burnt out in appreciation. A throbbing red sun beamed in the black sky now. Right? But casting no shadows. Martin could make out thorns festering on Aldebaran's surface. The unspeakable is stirring, and the world is screaming. There were sirens in the distance, echoing through the night like Gabriel's end-time brass. With nothing to lose, there were riots in the streets. Law and order had collapsed suddenly and without warning. Man's primitive tendencies quickly returned. Fires burned, blood spilled, the helpless died. Fathers beat their young to death, and mothers ate the remains. The world was so unprepared for their end. The lucky few that had exited this life cycle and moved on had ushered in the final era of man. The total bookend for existence. There will be no memory, nothing to look back on. Martin thanked the departed congregation one last time. Their depravity and worship had not gone unnoticed. Aldebaran continued to swell. The sky, now almost entirely burgundy. The heat radiating from the star was unbearable. Foliage began to ignite around him. His robes and skin starting to burn. The pain was immense. Martin fell to his knees, the heat beating him to the ground. He raised his scorched hands to the sky in praise. The deity was present. The earth fell silent. The star broke through past the clouds. His carry-on satchel had spilled beside him, its contents boiled. Martin's life work hovered before him. He gleefully wept.
Gracious day.
Martin sobbed with relief.
Oh, how I've waited for thee.
From the red, gaseous core of Aldebaran, a deep cry broke through the sonic barrier, deafening the earth. All was forcibly silent now. Martin began chanting ancient relay in prayer.
Yahasar, Yaster, Faik, Volkdim, Volkdog, Volkdom.
He looked deep into the star's rays, blinding himself. Martin felt himself yelling prayer, his throat hot with blood from strain. This was it. Martin felt his skin falling from his form. His departure had started. Martin felt the presence of something standing before him, a powerful aura. He stopped his chants. Martin smiled, then felt teeth loosen and fall from his gums. He looked toward whatever stood before him, laughing with strange relief. With arms stretched in high praise, Martin proclaimed,
"My name is Martin Rees. Oh, how I've waited for..."
thank you for suffering the vision. Tonight featured production by Mike Bamford, a story by Jim Gulickson, and an adaptation of Al Feldstein's The Patriots. Featured performers tonight include Spencer Streno, Cat Pizza, and Mike Bamford. Suffer the vision further by following us on Instagram at Grim Vision Podcast. If tonight left you cold and shaken, consider donating to our Patreon at patreon.com/grimvisionpodcast. We will be concluding our reading of The Space Eaters by Frank Belknap Long next month. Become a patron and catch up before Part 3 releases. The meek, the uninitiated, and general well-wishers may contact us at grimvisionpodcast@gmail.com. This has been Grim Vision. I am the thin man in the black hat, and I'll be seeing you again.